If you have ever wondered what it would be like if Star Trek The Next Generation and Monty Python had a baby, I expect that reading a John Scalzi novel is as close as you can get to experiencing it. I'm Gia Shevis with this week's installment of Likely Stories. When the Moon Hits Your Eye is not the first of Scalzi's novels I have read, it's the fourth, and it confirms his status as an automatic buy for me. He is largely, but not exclusively, a science fiction writer. But he does not typically write the kind of science fiction that is fantasy adjacent, where there is complex world building and a whole new social structure you need to learn. Which, to be clear, I also love, but this is not that. Rather, Scalzi's talent is to take one completely ridiculous premise and then have everything else flow logically from the absurdity that is human nature. The result is both a tendency to laugh out loud while reading and a habit of going, "Huh," and pausing for a moment to appreciate something profound. In When the Moon Hits Your Eye, the premise is that one day the moon turns to cheese. Well, NASA scientists won't be definitive, so they continually call it organic matrix, but everyone knows it's cheese. This transformation is first discovered by the staff of the Armstrong Air and Space Museum in Wapakoneta, Ohio, and quickly noted by the rest of the world as the moon waxes and is both larger and brighter than normal. Larger because while the cheese moon is the same mass as usual, it necessarily takes up more volume. Brighter because, well, it's cheese reflecting the sunlight. Events proceed through one lunar cycle and include a deeply unlikable billionaire stowing away on a lunar rocket one of his companies has built, a company he bought specifically so that he could have them build such a vehicle he could sneak onto, a group of retired guys that meet for coffee at their local diner every morning to discuss the world today, several astronauts who were supposed to be on the next launch to the moon and now have to do PR for NASA, and an unpopular writer of popular science who happened to release a book about the moon days before the cheese incident. As it turns out, a moon of organic matrix instead of rock will start collapsing in on itself and erupting in massive steam geysers. Once the inevitable cheese asteroid begins its extinction-level journey towards Earth, apocalypse by cheese not being on anyone's end-of-the-world bingo card, knowing the predicted date for the end of everything causes some reevaluation of life's priorities. Scalzi also does not disappoint with his penchant for including references to ridiculous-seeming but completely real historical events that make his premise seem marginally more reasonable. But don't look up the Erfurt latrine disaster of 1184 while you're on lunch break, just saying. If you liked Starter Villain, also by Scalzi, or Good Omens by Neil Gaiman, you should absolutely get your hands on a copy of When the Moon Hits Your Eye, and maybe some crusty bread and a nice brie to settle in with while you read.
Likely Stories is a production of KWBU. To hear this or past episodes of Likely Stories, visit our website at kwbu.org. Just look for Likely Stories in the Programs tab.